Something in the Air by Rachel Amphlett. Narrated by Tim Pollock. Something in the Air. Copyright Rachel Amphlett, 2021. Chapter 1. The passengers for Flight Z341 shuffled weary feet across the baking concrete apron leading away from the departure lounge, the air ominous with the stench of ozone and aviation fuel. Latecomers staggered as they left the cool air-conditioned terminal, assaulted by an unforgiving environment thick with humidity and the roar of aircraft engines. In the distance, beyond the flat airfield, away from the straggly eucalypt and palm trees that flanked the chain-link security fence, a lightning storm flashed and wavered across the fringes of the hinterland. Most of the passengers carried hand luggage, a backpack, a laptop, a roll-along suitcase that would be squashed and coerced into the overhead lockers. Their faces were a mixture of reluctance and resolve, excitement and trepidation depending on whether their destination was the exhausted end of a trip or the start of something new. The line shuffled forward, urgent now, eager to get away following the 40-minute delay after thunder shook the departure lounge glass and rumbled across Queensland's Sunshine Coast, while streaks of lightning scorched the clouds. Amy gripped the nylon strap of her black backpack, knuckles white. It had been passed through the security checks before she'd arrived at the airport, then thrust at her in a corner of the departure lounge, away from prying eyes. Jaw clenched, she stepped sideways from the crocodile line, obediently following the zigzagging yellow lines towards the aircraft. She watched as a man in a black suit, jacket and jeans stared sightlessly from the perch near the top of the steps, his eyes obscured behind sunglasses, his mouth downturned as an indignant screech pierced the humidity. She shifted her gaze to a man and child approaching the steel steps leading up to the fuselage. The toddler was loud and insistent, snatching away her hand from her father's and stretching out to reach up to the rail. The little girl shook her head when the man offered assistance, his arm hovering above her slender shoulders, his face lined with worry. In front of them, already climbing the steps, was a steady stream of men and women gazing across at the waiting line below with a degree of smugness.
He should pick her up.
Amy glanced over her shoulder to see a woman in her mid-60s glaring at the steps, then turned back and hurried to keep up with the queue, eyeing the boarding pass in her hand. Seat C3, business class. Near the front, an aisle seat. Despite what the boarding pass said, despite any hope she...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?